Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ. Thank you for listening to our broadcast this morning. Please tune in each Sunday morning at this time as we endeavor to open up the pages of God's wonderful book. We also want to invite you to listen to our and view our TV program that follows this radio broadcast on Public Access Channel 6 on your TV entitled Searching the Scriptures. It airs every Sunday morning from 8 to 8:30, and we encourage you to come and view that program. We also want to welcome you to our website, churchofchristatharrodsburg.com. You will find many valuable resources that will aid you in your study of God's Word. You will find copies of all of our radio programs, our TV programs, sermons, and PowerPoints that we have done here, special studies, and free Bible correspondence course, just a host of things that will help you in your study of God's Word. Last, we'd like to encourage you to come and be with us at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ. And at the end of this broadcast, you'll be giving our meeting times at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ. And we want you to know that you will always be warmly received. We are looking at an overview of the Bible. And this morning, we began the New Testament last Lord's Day. And today, we look at the book of Mark, the second book in the Synoptic Gospels. Mark is the second book. Matthew was principally written for the Jews, concerning the Messiahship of Jesus. Mark is written to the Romans and focuses much on the divinity, more on his divinity than Matthew did. Mark's book is concise and full of action. Mark is accepted by most as the author of the book. Twice in the scripture he is called John Mark, Acts 12, verse 12 and 25. He is mentioned 10 times in the New Testament. Mark was not an apostle and had his mother's name was Mary. Mark was probably a cousin to Barnabas. The occupation of Mark is unknown. He has accompanied Paul and Barnabas on Paul's first preaching tour. Paul did not want to take him on the second in Acts 15, verse 38, because he left them. Though his discontention between him was sharp, later Paul commends him as a comfort to him in 2 Timothy 4 and verse 11. Most believe the date is somewhere between 40 and 65 A.D. Possibly A.D. 50 is held by many as a possible date. Mark points out the divine origin of Christ as Matthew dwelt on the physical side, Son of God in verse 1, chapter 1 and verse 1. Mark presents Jesus more as a ministering servant. The book can be easily broken down into four parts. The introduction is covered in chapter 1, verses 1 through 13. The ministry of Jesus is covered in chapter 1, beginning in verse 14 through chapter 9 and verse 50. And work beyond the Jordan and his trip to Jerusalem is in chapter 10, verses 1 through 52, and the final days in Jerusalem are covered in chapter 11, verse 1 through chapter 16, verse 20. Some questions have been raised by the scholars concerning Mark 16, 9 through 20, being part of the authorized canon. Why? It is not found in the two of the oldest manuscripts. In both of these, there is a void space where the passages should have been. Yet all the teaching of those passages can be verified by other passages of Scripture. Thus, there is ample evidence that they belong exactly where we find them. In Mark chapter 1, we have the beginning of the gospel, Jesus the Son of God. We have the work of John the Baptist in verses 2 through 8. We have his baptism and leading him into the wilderness in chapter 1, verse 9 through 13. His message in verse 15 is much the same, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. We see his power over demons and their testimony in chapter 1, verse 23 through 28. We have the healing of Peter's mother-in-law in verses 29 through 31, and the healing of the sick and casting out the demons in verse 32 through 34. In chapter number 2, he enters Capernaum. Many heard him there, no one could get near the door. There he preached to them. He healed the paralytic man who was lowered down through the roof, and healed in verses 3 through 5. In verses 6 through 10, the scribes deny his ability to forgive sin, and he clearly tells he has that ability because he's the Son of God. We also see that questions concerning fasting are asked in verses 18 through 20. The wine in the new wineskins, not the old, is given as a teaching in verses 21 through 22. In chapter number 3, a man with a withered hand is healed on the Sabbath. And they tried to trap him because he did a good deed on the Sabbath, and then shows their error in understanding the mercy and the goodness of God. We also see in verses 7 through 10, Jesus withdrew from his disciples to the sea, and the multitudes followed him, and he healed many of their various afflictions. Unclean spirits confessed his deity in chapter number 3, and again we have the recounting of the call of the 12 apostles. In chapter number 4, we have the parable of the kingdom of God. We have the parable of the sower again in verses 2 through 9. And we have the apostles asking for the meeting in chapter number 3. In chapter number 4. We also have the parable again of the waves and the wind being rebuked, where he calls them to peace, be still. This is covered toward the end of chapter number 4. It shows his ability over the elements. In chapter number 5, Jesus commands demons and death and disease. He also met on a boat a man with an unclean spirit dwelling among the tombs, and none could bind him, and he was healed by Jesus. We also see that they ask permission to run into the swine, and violently that permission is given, and 2,000 swine run violently into the sea. People of that city are so afraid, they ask him to depart and not to come back. Chapter number 6, we have the recording of the death of John the Baptist. We see that he goes in the synagogue and teaches, where they're amazed at his wisdom and his mighty works. They knew he was a carpenter's son, and they knew his brothers and sisters, and the Bible tells us in chapter number 6 that a prophet is not without honor in his own country. We also see that John's death is reported to Jesus in Mark chapter 6. And he departs to a deserted place, but the people flock to him, and he heals them and has compassion upon them. We also see in chapter number 7 that Jesus rebukes the Pharisees for their tradition and making them equal to the law of God. The Pharisees hold the tradition of the elders and make them greater than the law of God in verse 3. We see false allegiance and only lip service. The heart from the teaching of the commandments of men again in verse 6 and 7. He rejects the commandment of God and they keep the teaching of men rather than the teachings of God. We also see in chapter number 7 that Jesus is looking up to the heaven. He sighed and said to be opened. Immediately his tongue was loose and he began to speak. And he commanded them not to tell anyone. But the more they commanded not to tell, the more that his fame began to spread through the region. Feeding of the 4,000 in chapter number 8. And then in chapter number 8, we also come to Bethsaida, where a blind man was brought to him and begged Jesus to touch him. Jesus led him out of town, spit on his hands, placed him on the man's eyes, and the man saw like trees walking. He placed his hands on his eyes again, and his sight was restored clearly in verses 22 through 26. He was instructed to tell no one. Jesus asked his disciples who men said that he was, and many different answers were given. But Peter gave the correct answer that he was the Christ, and he was commanded to tell no one that truth until after his resurrection. He began to teach them concerning the coming events. He would suffer many things. He would be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and he would be killed after 3 days, but he would arise again, is told to them in verse 31. Chapter number 9, we have the account of the transfiguration of Jesus Christ before Peter, James, and John. In chapter number 10, we see teaching on divorce and the dangers of riches. We understand the difficulty of those who trust in riches to be able to enter the kingdom of God in verse 25 through 27. And Peter is told that Peter tells the Lord they left all and they will receive eternal life for any personal relationship given up in his name in verse 28 through 31. James and John had a request to sit at the right hand of Jesus in his kingdom in verse 35 through 37. Jesus tells them that they didn't know what they asked and asked him if they could drink and be baptized with the baptism he was about to be baptized with, and they said that they would, but he said that they were not ready yet. We also see in verse 41 through 44, the rest were greatly troubled, and they are taught that to the Gentiles they lorded over people, but that never should be with them, because if they're going to be successful in the kingdom, they have to learn to be servants. In chapter number 11, we see Jesus riding triumphantly into Jerusalem. Chapter number 12, he gives the parable of the wicked vine dressers. and the parable of the wicked vine dressers, and how the landowner lent out his land to others to grow vineyards, and it came time to harvest. He expected a share, and they killed the servants. Finally, he sent his son, and they killed him also, and gave the vineyard. He gave the vineyard to another and killed the wicked vine dressers. This is a foreshadowing of what's going to happen with their relationship with God. We also see he is the fulfillment of prophecy and the chief cornerstone of Psalms chapter 118, verse 22 and 23. Questions concerning the paying of taxes as a test to try to trap him in chapter 12, 14 through 17. And the correct teaching in chapter 12, verse 18 through 23 about the Sadducees' unbelief in the resurrection. They begin to question him and give him a hypothetical, and he showed them that there's no marriage or giving in marriage in heaven because it's not a fleshly relationship. Chapter number 13, Jesus foretells of the destruction of the temple. This is parallel with Matthew 24 that we talked about earlier. In chapter number 14, the reinstitution of the Lord's Supper by Jesus before he was betrayed, when he instituted the Lord's Supper, when he was eating the Passover with his disciples. And we see that the body and the blood of the Lord is going to be given as a memorial in this supper, that he will not eat with them again until he eats it with them in the kingdom. They sung a hymn and went out to the Mount of Olives. And he tells them that the shepherd is going to be struck and the sheep will be scattered. Peter will deny him and stumble, according to verse 29 through 31. In the Garden of Gethsemane, he takes Peter, James, and John with him. Jesus prays for strength as he faces the cross in verse 34 through 39. We also see the time comes to go to the betrayers, and he's betrayed by Judas with a kiss in verse 41 through 45. We also see that they took him and drew swords, and he cut off the ear of the servant of the high priest, and then all of his disciples forsook him, just as Jesus said that they would. He's led away to the chief priest, the high priest, and the elders, and the scribe. He's given a mockery of six trials. And then Jesus is denied by Peter in verses 66 through 72. Chapter number 15, Jesus is tried, and he is crucified. The council and the elders and the chief priest sent in the Pilate, and Pilate on a number of occasions said he was innocent and wanted to let him go, but because of the tumult, and because that Rome would look very discouraging on his inability to keep peace in that region, he turned them over to be crucified. And in chapter number 15, he is crucified. Chapter number 16, we see the resurrection of Christ, and also previous to his ascension back to heaven. He gives a great commission in chapter 16, verse 15 and 16, that they were to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be condemned. We see in Mark chapter 16, verses 16 through 20, that there are signs that will follow the disciples that show that they are men of God. The mistake that is made by many is saying that this ability to raise the dead and to drink nothing that would kill them and be able to heal, that men try to transfer that promise to them, but it was not given to them. If you read those passages carefully, they were given to the disciples as a sign that they had a divine message from heaven. Yes, the Gospel of Mark, written mainly to the Rome and emphasizing the deity of Jesus Christ, he was not just the Son of Man, he also was the Son of God sent to die for the sins of the world. Thank you for listening. Tune in again next Lord's Day.